Today's daf of Ksubis Kuf Beis Amud Aleph talks about the requirement of kesef when it comes to pidyon haben, which the Gemara in Bechoros on daf Nun Aleph learns out from the pasuk in Parshas Korach Bamidbar Yudches Tezayin that there is a need, particularly for the currency of kesef, as the pasuk says, "Ufduyav mi ben chodesh tifte be'erkecha kesef chamesh shkol b'shekel chodesh esrim geira." And therefore, the Gemara says, if someone writes a shtar hischayvus, if someone writes in a document that he's going to make himself responsible and create a chiyuv to pay 5 shkolim to the kohen, that is not going to be enough. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Tshuvas, in Yaradea Simen Reish Memdalid, points out that there are other areas in the Torah where you need kesef aside from Pidyon HaBen. For example, Pidyon Hegdash and Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, Baruch Hashem, applies here in Eretz Yisrael today. When we take off Trumos and Maasros in certain years, we need to be Mechalel Kedusha, transfer Kedusha onto a coin. And there, the transfer of Kedusha takes place, particularly on Kesef. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank points out that the definition of Kesef is actually a big debate in the poskim. For example, a quarter today, is that Kesef? Is that Shvei Kesef? And for that matter, how do you look at a dollar bill? How do you look at a shekel bill? So the Chassam Sofer in Simin Kup Lamedalid tells us that from what emerges from our sugya is the following, that when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, you clearly need kesef, and a shtar is not going to be enough. But if you have something that has been confirmed by the government as currency, and it is backed but legally as currency, well, that has the rule of Dina de Malchus Adina. So kesef, in Hebrew today, we use the term money as referring to kesef. According to Chassam Sofer, that would be accurate even today. In other words, says Chassam Sofer, even though our coinage doesn't equal that value in silver, in other words, when you have a quarter, so a quarter itself doesn't have the amount of silver of 25 cents worth inside. Nevertheless, since the value, it has a value of 25 cents, and 25 cents could buy you X amount of silver, halachically, then it has the significance of kesef itself. So according to Chassam Sofer, the Dina de Malchus Adina gives our coinage its status today as having a din of kesef. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, with the exception of Pidyon HaBen, in general, any time we're talking about a currency that's passed from man to man, so then in such a case, the currency itself could qualify as kesef. According to the Chassam Sofer, it seems that when it comes to being poda maaser sheni, you don't need to have silver. Rather, all that is necessary is a value that is backed by a functional government. The seeming implication of the Chassam Sofer is not only don't you need silver of chameshes shkolim, or you don't need silver in general when it comes to pidyon, even bills could possibly qualify as kesef as well. It might be possible, even according to the Chassam Sofer, to be po de maaser sheni onto a bill. The Chassam Sofer then pulls back a little, and he says, but we would not extend that to Pidyon HaBen. The Minhag Yisrael, of course, when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, is to use silver coins as the biblical mandate of shkolim, and the Chassam Sofer suggests that it would make sense that we wouldn't use the definition of the value of 5 shkolim of silver today, let's say that was $30, $40, that it would not be acceptable to use $30 or $40, and we don't use that amount of money today, we actually use the silver coins. And the reason, says Chassam Sofer, is it could very well be that in God's currency, it's only silver. So the Chassam Sofer has an interesting chiddush. When we're talking about a currency that, a pidyon, that is between man and man, for example, she'elos of ona'a, or for that matter, when it comes to pidyon of Meiser Sheni or Hegdish, where there's a gizbar, or you're transferring Kedusha onto money to bring up to Yerushalayim one day, and then you would buy food from a store owner in Yerushalayim. In all of those instances, there you don't need silver, and it could very well be that even bills would be acceptable as well. However, the position of the Oneg Yom Tov was to differentiate between bills and coinage. Coinage today, he says, would qualify as kesef. He accepts the Chassam Sofer's idea that Dina de Malchusa Dina could today redefine what kesef is. Kesef is no longer silver. And then, of course, if a man was Mekadesh a woman with silver, with coins, excuse me, that would be considered Kedushin. And the Oneg Yom Tov seems to go as far as to say that Mi'ikar Dedina, it would be possible to be do Pidyon HaBen. If you found the value of Chameshes Shkalim, for argument's sake, this is just numbers out of the air, but argument's sake, let's say Pidyon HaBen, Chameshes Shkalim today would be $30. So then in such a case, if you gave $30, three $10 bills, according to Oneg Yom Tov, that would be enough. However, the Oneg Yom Tov says, it depends on what type of coinage you're using. He says you would have to use, not bills, but you would have to use coins. So you would have $30 in coinage that would be acceptable. However, bills, even though the Chassam Sofer had equated bills and coins, he says bills are different. And he has an interesting svara. He says that when it comes to coins, coins today at least resemble silver in the sense that each coin has a different value, has a different shape, or has a different appearance. However, and even most of them even different weights. However, when it comes to bills, the piece of paper is exactly the same. A $1 bill and a $1,000 bill looks exactly the same in terms of its weight and its shape. The only difference is, when we say look, is that the number that's on it is different. Argues the Oneg Yom Tov that bill cannot qualify as kesef. It's a symbolic representation of value. Maybe it might even be Shave Kesef, but it's not Kesef itself. Interestingly, the Gra in Hilchos Pidyon HaBen writes specifically that when it comes to our coinage today does not qualify as Kesef. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank leaves open that maybe the Gra is not so Ser the Chassam Sofer, because maybe the Gra was only talking about Pidyon HaBen. But the simple reading of the Gra is that today what qualifies as kesef is only actual silver. So here you have different shitas of how to look at kesef today, and the most common application is in regards to pidyon haben. Of course, we're machmer to use silver coins. The Oneg Yom Tov says that it could very well be that one does not need silver coins, even coinage today that would be equal to the silver that's mentioned in the pasuk would be enough to be poda. However, he's not willing to go as far as the Chassam Sofer to say that bills are considered kesef, and therefore, when it comes to pidyon meiser sheni or the halachos of ona, there are different opinions of what qualifies as kesef.